This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. troops in Syria have returned fire after a rocket attack targeted American forces there Monday, according to a military spokesman. Multiple sources with knowledge of the attack confirmed to VOA that the rockets targeted a military base known as Green Village. The spokesman told VOA the U.S. responded to the rockets with 155-millimeter artillery rounds. The spokesman said the rocket attack caused no injuries and damage is still being assessed. The back and forth of rockets and artillery rounds came hours after the U.S. military said it struck three targets near the border between Syria and Iraq, used by Iranian-backed militias to carry out drone attacks on U.S. personnel and facilities. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday in the Oval Office that he directed the airstrikes, targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia groups responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Karimi on Monday condemned the U.S. airstrike on its soil, calling it a violation of national sovereignty that breached international conventions. Iraq's military said its country should not be an arena for settling scores. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday said the U.S. agrees with the call for de-escalation from the Iraqi Prime Minister, but the administration felt confident in its legal justification for the strikes. The vice president of the European Commission on Monday warned against complacency regarding the COVID-19 pandemic as the highly infectious Delta variant first discovered in India continues to spread on the continent. During a European Union parliamentary committee meeting, the European Commission vice president said a recent advisory from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control indicates the Delta variant is expected to account for 70% of all new cases in Europe